Hi, this is Steve Bors with Minovate. I had a chance to interview Kim Gerritsen, who's a principal at Realist Ventures and Advisory Services, about a new site called Backstage Gallery, developed right here in Minnesota, or created the idea for it, came from Minnesota. Kim has been in business development and the venture capital community for quite some time. He was with corporate strategy and innovation at Best Buy as the director of emerging media. So we talked about Backstage Gallery, how it got started, a little bit about the technology, and here we go.
So Mike Keske, who was a 17-year veteran of Best Buy, the last 3 years of president of retail, retired a couple of years ago, and while building a second home on a northern Minnesota lake, he went looking for great vintage rock photography to decorate his home theater. Going online to Google, he found thousands of cheap under $30 posters. He found about five online art galleries with great photography of the rock artists he loved, but they cost $800 to $2,000 unframed. Why? Because these were art galleries featuring the art of the photographers who sold the most pictures to Rolling Stone and thus deemed themselves the iconic photographers of rock and roll. Mike said there has to be good photography in the mid-market. Where is it? So he lined up some of his contacts from the entertainment industry, and he learned that every venue in local markets gave backstage access to local freelance photographers to shoot these concerts. They were freelance, not work for hire, meaning they own the images, they own the copyrights on their images. They shot these concerts in hopes of selling a picture or two to a local media outlet. So Mike began meeting these local photographers, and after a few visits in several cities in the Midwest, he realized that they were all the same. They knew they owned the copyrights on these images, but in most cases, they didn't have the money or the marketing acumen to make a market for these images. In fact, many of them were in boxes, you know, piled up in spare bedrooms of these photographers' houses. And Mike said there has to be a business here, both for physical goods, that is wall art, decor, as well as for, you know, the emerging digital content markets. So Mike did the necessary legal work to make sure that the company stood on the right side of the law in terms of copyrights owned by these photographers, in terms of rights of publicity, which is state law. And so then Mike launched a business. He funded it himself with some local friends. He built a lab in Chaska, Minnesota, to determine how best to automate the digitizing of all these images that were going to flood in once he started going out to acquire photographers. And that's a fairly easy job. Mike did have to dispatch a couple of people on the road to go meet these photographers face-to-face just to tell the story. But these photographers know each other, and so you meet one, sign him or her, and they introduce the backstage team to others. So the proposition Mike made to these photographers is, we will digitize your life's work for you for free, so it's preserved. It'll never crumble. We then are going to open up multiple markets for physical wall art decor and digital, and you, the photographer, will make a royalty on the on our various sales channels. Basically, something the photographers could not turn down. So we, Mike, spent about 18 months in stealth to acquire enough photographers and enough images. And we launched 1st of May with BackstageGallery.com. I'm a board member. Our partner is Hansen Inc. in Toledo, Ohio, led by Steve Hansen, which is a digital agency. And Steve is the CEO of Backstage Gallery. Mike is the chairman and founder. And we currently have 50 photographers signed. We have digitized 500,000 images, and we have another 500,000 in the queue. We have images from the 50s to current, representing more than 2,000 artists and bands. Most of them rock, but we have a growing archive of blues, reggae, country, R&B, jazz. And our go-to-market strategy is this. We're still in our shakedown cruise with BackstageGallery.com, featuring our photographers, and I think we have about 10,000 images there. So on the physical goods side, we're becoming a wholesaler of our images to the home decor market, and our first partner is the local company Bellacor.com, B-E-L-L-A-C-O-R.com. They're a local top five e-commerce home decorative accessories business, and they've taken about 6,000 of our best images to feature at their site. We are opening up other retail channels through like the custom home theater design and installation business, where you know if someone is building a $50,000 home theater, we have superb images to decorate that home theater. We're starting to open up channels in commercial, restaurants, bars, hotels, for decorating them, and we've lined up some distribution firms to help us open up those channels. Obviously, we're also looking at the mass retail channel because sales of physical CDs are shrinking, and the mass retail channel is looking for new and unique goods to put in the space where the shrinking physical CD sales are. We're most excited about the digital side. And let me paint one picture on the digital side, and that is with big media companies looking for more compelling experiences to attract readers and viewers to spend more time with their online properties. And I'm talking radio, television, newspaper, magazine. We have the opportunity with our archive to present a very compelling new experience for the readers and viewers of a media company's site. So imagine the possibilities of a local media company. Let's say it's a big newspaper that wants to offer a new feature, the history of rock and roll in Minneapolis. In that case, with our archive, we'd be able to create these Ken Burns-like shows with our images brought to life with, you know, zooming and panning and music underneath them, you know, a very, you know, visual, engaging multimedia experience in flash video or some other format where if you're a reader of a Minneapolis paper and you love Bruce Springsteen, you could watch an engaging show of Springsteen over the decades every time he appeared in Minneapolis. The media companies we're talking to about this, they see a great benefit in terms of time spent, more advertising inventory, et cetera.
Yep.
That's our business.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, it's also interesting to look at the site itself, and it's really attractive. It's easy to get around, and it's, you know, it's just fun to look at it, and to look at the images.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're going to be adding new features to the site in the next couple of months. These photographers have great stories to tell, as you can imagine, because they were backstage. And we've taped currently 10 of our photographers telling their behind-the-scenes backstage stories. And while they're talking on camera, these videos will be running at our site, their images will be playing in the background when they talk about these specific concerts.
Be mini documentaries, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's real fun. Now, what happens, Kim, because of the historical nature of these and the target market for it, which is, frankly, people like me who were at these concerts, what happens about this going forward, about the opportunity to continue to add to the collection, from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now even into this century?
Right. So some of our photographers are still shooting. We have a lot of, retired old hippie photographers that we're representing. But some of our photographers are still shooting, and so we are starting to offer some current images. We've got great Dave Matthews, Keith Urban, Johnny Lang, John Mayer, et cetera. And so we're starting to talk to artists' agents about increasing the numbers of current shows that we're shooting to be able to, the day after a show, come to Backstage Gallery, see a slideshow of images from the night before, meet other people who were at the same concert the night before, and socialize with them in a social media type setting. Buy pictures, also take this opportunity to our media partners. So again, newspaper, day after, slideshow, social media, relive the experience of the night before. Share it with others, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so widgetizing our stuff and getting that distributed. So not only a big media partner might want to show this Ken Burns-like mashup of our images, but Steve's St. Louis Bruce Springsteen fan blog might want to pull down a widget of our stuff to embed in his blog.
Yeah, exactly. Fabulous. Well, so the data center is in Chaska.
It is.
And what other Minnesota connection pieces should I, other than, obviously the photographers.
Right.
Was the genesis of the idea here? I mean, Mike lives here,
Mike,
right?
Mike lives, he lives in Eden Prairie, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was building his second home on the Whitefish chain of lakes.
Got it.
And so it's the data center, and then it's the lab. And what the lab does is they have these, 6 Kodak automated scanners that most of the stuff coming in, pre-digital, is coming in as film or 35 millimeter slides. So the lab is digitizing all of those images. We're down to about 11 seconds to create a 40 meg file. We've had great Minnesota technologists who have, like in some cases, stripped down these 6-year-old Kodak scanners and rebuilt them to supercharge them. And then we have photoshopping in Chaska. So what we're finding is we're rating images that we're scanning from 1 to 5 stars, and about 10% of the images are 4 and 5 stars, which means like the about 3% or 5 stars, which mean they can just go right into production, if you will, and be sold as printed, framed, or in these digital shows. About 7% of the images are fours, meaning they might need a little Photoshop touch-up, like removing a microphone that's blocking an artist's face, you know, things like that. About 40% of the images are three stars, meaning very good images, excellent for mashing up in kind of this you know, documentary-like moving slideshow fashion. The rest are, you know, two and one stars, and some of those are salvageable, but we have enough images in the three, four, and fives to have these great digital archives for, you know, doing a lot with.
Fabulous. And do you know much about the infrastructure, I mean, the technology that this was built on? I mean, or did you?
Yeah. The database is Cumulus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've heard of that.
Digital Asset yep. Management System.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the scanners are these big automated scanners that Kodak came out with about 6 years ago at, I think, $60,000 a piece, thinking they would sell them to the mom and pop photo finishing business to open up a new market for people bringing in their shoeboxes of images for these mom and pop photo finishers to scan. First off, the price tag on these scanners was too high for mom and pops, and secondly, mom and pops didn't do a good job of marketing, you know, that service. So Kodak no longer supports these machines, meaning we've been able to buy them at fire sale prices, and again, we've found great local technology to you know, supercharge them and, you know, keep them running.
Yep. And then how about the site itself in terms of scalability and so forth?
Yes. The site itself was built in Ohio at Hanson Inc., HANSONINC.com. And Hanson Inc. is a 70-person digital agency that builds and runs big enterprise sites for Rubbermaid, Owens Corning, Delta Faucets, Merillat Cabinets, et cetera. So this is a you know, highly skilled digital agency that builds these big consumer-facing enterprise websites.
Yep. What else? What haven't I asked you? I mean, I haven't asked you about revenue and point of profitability, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we've just launched, so we're calling ourselves pre-revenue. We are in negotiations with big media companies, so you know we'll start to sell some pictures, and there's good margin. We'll start to sell some pictures by being a wholesaler to big e-com and you know retailers. We don't expect to see much revenue trying to sell pictures one at a time off our own website. We're in negotiations with a couple of the biggest media companies, well known, about them both licensing our digital archive for this new kind of multimedia experience for their readers and viewers. And so not only would we get licensing and syndication fees from these media partners, but then we would get the back end, because if you're watching a show of our pictures and you see one you like, you can pause the show and go, you know, right to our site to buy. And so we think that we actually think our exit is to a big media company that is seeing you know, great differentiation from their competitors in terms of, you know, bringing people in for time spent around this experience of reliving the experience of music via vintage concerts or current concerts, and the social media aspect that's going to, you know, trigger. So, you know, our goal is an exit in 36 to
54 months to one of these media companies. And we're going to put media partnerships in place in radio, television, newspaper, magazine.
Yep. When you look at the social aspect, one of the things that, I mean, clearly the photographer's stories are absolutely key.
Right.
And being able to do slideshows that support that in kind of a mini documentary format. But also, what about people who actually attended the concerts and would love to, for example, be able to look at images online, save them to a light box, and then be able to put them into some way in some format where they could actually put them in and maybe annotate it with their computer microphone, add some music to it, and so forth, and actually create a mashed up memory container that they could either put on their site, their blog, or make available to others to view.
Yeah, no, you know, we've talked about that. We want to do that. We think that one of our big media partners would want to do that versus us building it ourselves for our destination site. Along those lines, so you, the individual, could create that. By the way, for many of our shows, we have crowd shots because our photographers have turned around and shot the crowds. So in some circumstances, an individual will be able to, zoom into crowd shots and find themselves or their friends and add that to their collection. So in addition to mashing up the images and creating these, cool personal multimedia shows to share, we want to offer a print-on-demand, memory book option where you select the images, you add text or whatever you want, push a button just like you can do on Mac, and we print-on-demand send you a book.
Well, and what's interesting about this is that there seems to be a lot of traction in the opening up of archives. So I'll give you an example. MinnPost doing their connection with the Minnesota Historical Society. The Smithsonian offering many of their images through Flickr.
Right.
Shorpies, a blog that is focused on historical photographs that are large format, and you can go in and you can view full size of images by the thousands. They do probably 10 to 20 posts per day. And there are more and more of these venues that are opening and more of us who are seeking them out and paying attention because it is stuff we haven't seen before, hasn't been available before, and it brings back a tremendous number of memories.
Right, exactly. So kind of along those lines, we've said, where else are there music archives other than these freelance photographers? So, we've looked at foundations that have archives. Or, I mentioned newspapers. So when we go to a newspaper with our archive, the newspaper themselves, has a limited archive because they've either sent photographers out to shoot these shows or they've bought images from freelancers. So we can go to a newspaper and combine their limited archive with our much larger and that's another reason why, a newspaper is going to be interested in doing this with us.
Yep. Fabulous. Well, this has been great, Kim.
Okay.
I appreciate the time you've carved out, and I'm going to put some stuff together and get a post up, and I'll send you the link when it's ready.
Perfect.
Great.
Any chance you can come to our cocktail party Tuesday?
I'm sure going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I've got something going on at between 4 and 6, and I'm going to see if I can get there. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.